in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
What, am I missing something?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The reality is, humans are humans are humans, and that's never going to end.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
It's a big, big deal.
Hello. You speak English, sir? Paula, who's dead English?
60% of the time, it works every time.
I've done the math on this. We've talked about it on this show before.
That's a fact.
If you learn a little something about yourself.
That's us, dude.
That's why we're radio shows.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let's do this. Discussing issues that matter to you. Finding real answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now, here is your host, John Rush. John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, how are you?
Hey, I am doing mighty fine, Mr. Rush. How are you?
I'm okay.
You're doing all right, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Took a little cough medicine before cough coming
medicine.
On. I'm okay.
Nice.
All right. The eyes are perky again.
Yeah. I'm good.
He's ready
take
to roll.
The AM or the PM version.
A little
though.
Codeine. Codeine. What is that, AM or PM?
Well, a little codeine is called a Nazarene cocktail.
Got it.
Nazarene cocktail?
Cocktail, huh?
What do you mix? I love how much Dan is laughing right now at his own joke. That's great.
Okay, so, yeah, I've been sick. What can I say? We still have had a good time this week, even with being sick. It's hump day.
It is hump day. That's
Mike,
right.
Mike,
popcorn. Does that mean I get lots of popcorn today, Jamie?
Whatever you want.
No.
No.
Why would you get popcorn on hump day?
Because don't you ever go to the theater and see the big camel eating the popcorn out of the guy's thing? Mike. No.
Oh, no. Totally over my head.
Jamie,
oh.
That doesn't happen. This is Jamie Atlas, by the way. JamieAtlas.com. He's our fitness trainer. He's
Hi,
he's trying to teach us how to live right, eat right, live well.
Emphasis
longevity, all those good things.
It's quite the task he has ahead
he
of him.
He is really a task when he comes in here. Yeah, just like right. All around the whole studio, it's a task.
My therapist says you guys are good for me. Helps me have realistic expectations of the world.
Probably true, actually.
That's probably.
All right, so there's a lot of illness going on.
Illness.
We know that.
Yes.
Especially
a lot of
in this studio.
Yeah, including mental illness, physical illness, you name it.
Yeah.
Are there
shared between all of us, I think.
Are there, and we hear this all the time, are there particular types of foods that really do help you get better?
I would say there's definitely foods that help you get worse.
And they always tell you, like, you know, eat mom's chicken soup or whatever. I mean, is there any real, you know, science to any of that?
Well, actually, yeah, I think that there is a lot to be said for foods that like basically have high water content. In other words, things like soups are really usually great to have. I would say I usually recommend against soups that are basically maybe milk-based.
Oh, like clam chowder?
Yeah, kind of chowder.
Ooh, yeah,
I love
chowder.
So like vegetable soup or a stew or something like
chicken
that, right?
Chicken broth or a beef broth, things like that. And especially, I mean, I've got some friends who will go so far as to make their own beef broth.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll actually take the bone, like, mm-hmm. and, like simmer it down. For
I know somebody that does that.
Exactly. So when they do that kind of stuff.
Not me, by the way.
When they do that kind of stuff,
she's a lot better looking than I am. Let's just say that. Yeah.
So it's not a high bar to cross.
So. Oh, geez. Did you just hear that?
No, what? What'd he say? I wasn't.
It's not a high bar to cross to be better looking than me.
Dan, now you
are. Anyway, that's a good thing I wasn't listening. I'm going to keep typing.
Glad to not be a part of that. Dan still has a job. I may not. I would say that was one of the things to me is like to say soups are great mostly because they help people get hydrated. Because one of the biggest problems we do is when we feel sick, we don't feel like, A, doing the things that are good for us, like having lots of water. But B, we usually want to have sort of sweet foods that are treats. Because in our body, when we have bacteria sort of infesting our body, part of what happens is we actually end up with a situation where our body wants to feed that bacteria.
Okay.
And so, or rather, the bacteria wants to be fed, and bacteria feeds off mostly simple sugars.
Mm.
So our body asks for those basically sweet, sugary foods because it says, hey, I'd really like to just take over this whole host right now and then just really put you in bed for 4 or 5 days. Now, I will say something. So are there foods that you can eat? I would say, yeah, foods that are not creamy and are basically lighter, so you can have lots of them but get hydrated. But also I'd say if someone is sick, something to remember is there's something called the lymph system.
Mm-hmm.
And the lymph basically is where when you have an illness, what happens is basically white blood cells, their job is to go and find the offending molecule.
Okay.
And then they will engulf it and essentially commit suicide, and because they engulf it and then basically die with the parasite.
Okay.
And so then that dead white blood cell gets dumped into the lymph system.
Hmm.
And so the lymph system, which actually is kind of like maybe like think of it as a separate river system in our own body.
Okay.
Separate of our own circulatory system. And that system dumps into the basically intestines, so that way we can poop it out, or we can or the kidneys, so we can pee it out.
Okay.
So when we drink a lot of water, we give the lymph all the best chance we can to sort of get rid of those dead white blood cells to make room.
It helps, like flushing the toilet.
Kind of like that, yeah. But in a way. But what we can do is we can jiggle the handle, so to speak, by moving around. So by going for a light walk, or by the action of like sort of just walking around the house, or doing a few light stretches, some light yoga if you're into yoga, things like that, that can actually really help.
Yoga.
No, I'm definitely into yoga. I did it once.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, yeah, I think I'm, no. I'm bending like over yoga to pick champ. Up. If you drop your keys and bend over to pick them up, that doesn't count as yoga.
Yeah, I do it really slow and on one foot.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Do you make
the keys come back?
I can hear like the Chinese gongs in the background as you move.
That's
exactly
right.
Yeah, serene. That's right. The it sounds like mandolin playing.
Yeah, there we go. Dan gets the keys. That's right. Picks them up.
Well, I have that playing on a little speaker that I carry around just in case I drop something and I do that move, so everybody around us can hear that.
Nice.
And he has a little home when he's doing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like Dan's like sort of entry music.
There you go.
You have your own special music for when you enter the room and also when you pick up keys. So I'd say one of the things to think about is when you're doing stuff like that, it's really what you're trying to do is you're trying to set the body up so that way you can get the lymph moving. Because every time you take a step, it's almost like a sponge. Imagine your muscles to be like sponges. What's happening is it's like if I squeeze a sponge, I pull all the blood or all the water out of it, right? A muscle is the same. When I switch on a muscle, what it's doing is basically squeezing the blood out of that muscle, and then it refills up as I take another step. So basically what you're doing is you're stimulating circulation through the body by going on an easy walk. The challenge is you don't want to walk too fast or too hard, or in weather that doesn't fit where you're at right now in terms of your body temperature. So then you end up basically putting yourself behind the eight ball. So in other words, what I'd say is the important part is if someone is sick, drink your chicken noodle soup, you know, get that into you. Or any of the soups that, like, you remember your mum making for you when you were a little kid.
Yeah.
Try to avoid the sweet foods, and try to do the things that will. If you're going to take drugs that will help you get a good quality night's sleep. The things that will suppress coughs if you have coughs. Things that will keep your temperature the right temperature so you can get a good night's sleep. And also try to move as soon as you feel like you can move, so that way you can help your lymph system activate, which will help your white blood cells, which will in turn help your body to be able to get rid of the stuff faster.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay, but you mentioned weather.
Yes, sir.
Hold that thought.
Oh, he does it to
every time.
Hold that thought. Front Range Mortgage coming up next. If you need a jumbo loan refinanced or even a new jumbo loan, Front Range Mortgage is there for you. Again, all you need to do is take a few minutes of your time. Call them today, 303-500-1900. That's Front Range Mortgage. Call Brian today, and when you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Colorado mortgage limits were raised in January of 2017. Today, if you owe more than $417,000 on your home, you are probably paying too high a rate and likely in the wrong loan. Your loan may have been a good option in 2010 or 2013, but today your jumbo mortgage is likely a half point up to 2 points higher than today's conforming loan programs. Many of our clients can now afford to leave their jumbo arm, go to a low, safe, fixed rate, and even obtain cash out for other bills with no increase to their mortgage payment. I'm Brian Murphy, owner of Front Range Mortgage, a local Colorado-only team that's helped hundreds of homeowners to benefit from these recent loan changes, escape their high-interest jumbo mortgages, lowering their rates, and saving a bundle. Call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to see how much you can save under these new guidelines by escaping your jumbo mortgage. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
All right, Proper Spinal is coming up next, and it's now, Dan, adjustable beds with three Z's at the end.
Why the three Z's, John?
Because that's where you're snoozing away.
Oh,
Z's.
Man, I like that.
You like
I could
Z's,
use some
right?
sleep. Matter of fact, I could just curl up and go to sleep right now.
Now, go ahead.
Do you think we could have an adjustable bed put in our studio?
It would actually be really nice, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be awesome. I think we should ask Rick. You know, cause tell me, be like on Facebook Live all
it'd
the time.
It'd be awesome, actually.
Yeah, well, we should talk to him. I think
all right, so if you want an adjustable bed, ZZZ, call Rick today, 303-641-1687, and let him explain to you how he can save you 75%. In other words, it only costs you a quarter to a third of the price of other competitive beds, and yet have the same warranty you would get elsewhere. So call Rick today, 303-641-1687, and you know what? There'll be a lot of sales coming up next Friday. Don't get sucked in. Go to Proper Spinal instead. And again, it is Adjustable Beds with three Z's. You can email them actually at adjustablebeds@gmail.com.
Right now for Black Friday, Rick Tardif at Adjustable Beds has the best price of the year for your next bed. For the month of November only, Adjustable Beds is offering a king-size, fully adjustable, all-organic cooling foam sleep system, including two remote controls, a state-of-the-art breathable yet waterproof mattress pad, delivery and installation of a new bed, and the removal and disposal of your old bed, all for the special Black Friday price of $24.99. This is more than 75% off the price of a similar bed from a big corporate box store. That's only $24.99 for a fully adjustable king-size bed with a chemical-free organic cooling foam mattress with two remote controls specially designed for maximum comfort on both sides of the bed, plus a high-tech waterproof mattress pad delivery, installation, and removal of your old bed, all for the price of only the mattress anywhere else. Supplies are limited for this special Black Friday $24.99 offer, so call now to ensure that you get this incredible deal. That's Rick at 303-641-1687 or go to adjustablebeds@gmail.com. That's adjustablebeds with three Z's at gmail.com and make your appointment today.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dem, you are our fitness trainer. Jamie Atlas with us. JamieAtlas.com is where you can find Jamie. And any particular questions you have for Jamie, including, hey, you know, I'm not feeling great. What do you think I should do? You know, in some cases, probably see the doctor. But there's probably some things you can do even on your own. You know, some of the stuff that we go through at times, it's like, you know, it's the sniffles. You don't really need to go to the doctor for the sniffles. There's ways to get around some of that stuff. And that's what Jamie's here for. So
you don't have to ask me about anything. I mean, while I've been on the show, we've had questions about fibromyalgia. We've had questions about foot challenges,
pain,
about working out, about pain.
You name it.
About... Yeah.
Losing weight.
He hasn't cured my baldness yet.
No?
Well, I'm
working on that.
I would do that.
It's called a chia pet on your head, Dan.
Oh, gosh.
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
I can never see anything else on Dan's head. You've ruined
okay, so I had a question before the break.
What's
okay, so now we're talking about being sick.
Yes.
So let's talk about trying to prevent, you know, trying to prevent and not getting sick. So I'm going to Minnesota this next week.
The weather's cold.
And the weather's really, really cold. So I'm afraid my muscles...
Get out of here.
Yeah, so I'm afraid if I go out and exercise, my muscles will freeze up because I'm afraid of this whole thing that, you know, the blood leaving, the blood coming back. Mm-hmm. So in Minnesota, it freezes so fast that once the blood leaves, it may never come back. So I'm beginning to think that probably the best thing for me to do while in Minnesota is just sit on the couch.
And eat potato chips.
Yeah, lots of them.
No, I highly recommend not doing that. If you're worried about exercising in the cold, then I would say the important part would be to ease your body into the cold. In other words, if you want to exercise while you're in Minnesota, I would strongly recommend that. I would say there are plenty of indoor options. Don't forget those. But if you think that you're going to go outdoors and do that outdoors,
by the way, indoor options aren't, Dan, from the table to the mouth. That's not what Jamie's referring to.
I was going to do curls.
Yeah, that's not quite what he's referring to. No, that's not it.
No, I did post something on my Facebook last week, which was a picture of a beer bottle with a 5-pound weight.
I saw that.
The neck of the beer bottle.
I actually saw that.
Yeah,
that not was... bad.
Yeah, I went out and bought one right after that.
Just to take with him. Yeah. Just throwing it in the suitcase, Dan.
That's
is.
Why your bicep looks so big right now. It's just the right one.
That's right.
So I would say if you want to exercise, I would say the key is to gradually introduce your body to whatever conditions you're going to. But also, I would say listen to your body and honor that, so that way you don't sort of go straight from, like, you know, sort of cold to hot. And if you feel like it's just too or hot to cold, if you feel like it is too much, then I would say remember that there's plenty of different things you can do. You don't need to go run hills in the middle of winter. Mm. You can do plenty of stuff where you're just basically doing an exercise and then giving yourself a balance break and then another exercise and do a stretch break. So there's plenty of things you can do in between that basically get the body moving that can really help you. But the most important part, I would say, is to basically be proactive about not putting too much stress on your system. Give your body a good night's sleep. Give your body healthy foods. Give your body as many stress breaks as you can. I know you're.
Are there types of foods and or herbs, vitamins, supplements, and so on that can help us not get sick? Is there such a thing?
Vitamin C is something that a lot of people rave about, but actually I'm not a big believer in vitamin C being something that can actually sort of prevent that. I think that's sort of the information on that is kind of overhyped. I think that a daily multivitamin is great to do. Vitamin D is also an essential nutrient that a lot of people are very low on. That I would say if you have a good source of vitamin D, that's very good for basically helping stabilize muscles and helping keep your body in an optimal state. But really, when it comes down to it, you know, if you are taking your multi and eating healthy and getting a good night's sleep and getting the water into you, then basically your body should be in a place where it can stay ahead of it.
So there's really no super juice that you can drink or any kind of you've heard people through the years talk about echinacea and all these other different types of herbs and so on that fight off colds and so on. None of that stuff really works?
I love that, but there's not a lot of really good research. I mean, like, let's put it this way. I'm sure for some people, they swear up and down that that's the thing that helped them.
Okay.
And it may be in that situation.
Maybe it did.
Yeah, maybe it did.
But it may not for
I'm
you.
I'm yet to see the research that says very strongly, yes, for this person, that is the right thing to do.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
We talked a little bit last week, and we didn't get a lot of chance to get into it, so I wanted to dig into it a little bit more, and that's the probiotics.
Yes.
Which, you know, we're hearing more about probiotics, but I, just personally speaking, I still think it's one of those areas where most people are pretty clueless when it comes to probiotics.
Very much so. It's not really a sexy enough thing. Like, you know, you don't lose 20 pounds like you're taking probiotics.
No.
However, in terms of when people get sick, well, one of the things about taking antibiotics is that basically is like Drano for your intestinal system.
It's sort of like, if you think about it, the name, biotics. So you've got probiotics and antibiotics. Really the name alone, you think anti means, well, wait a minute, they're all going away.
Yeah.
So once you're off of an antibiotic, you should probably do something to get those biotics back going again, right?
Here's what I'll say. There's actually really interesting research going on about the internal flora and fauna of your intestinal system. They're starting to find markers that show that, hey, when this person has this kind of flora and fauna in the sort of like good and bad bacteria mix in their system, they lose weight really easily. And they keep weight off really easily, and they digest really easily. And for other mixes, they find that people actually have different challenges with things like depression and having thyroid issues and having, like, at some extreme cases, it's situations where having the right flora and fauna internally has actually helped people get off of certain medications. So it's kind of like one of those things where I think right now there's a lot of really good research about it for people that have certain problems. Now, if you don't want problems coming out of being sick, I would say the most important thing you can do is basically kind of megadose yourself with probiotics. And probiotics is one of those things that's very hard to take too much of. I mean, if you're taking, there's certain medications that doctors will prescribe, which are basically 400 to 500 billion bacteria units. And it's one of those things where you can have, where when you look at your average daily probiotics, it's about 25 billion units. And so it's kind of one of those things where I tell people, hey, if you're coming off antibiotics, the most important thing you can do is know that right now it's a land grab. In other words, your intestinal system is now up for grabs for whatever bacteria wants to enter it first.
Got it.
So I would say be really proactive coming out of being sick and don't just be like, oh my gosh, I'm sick now. Great, hand me a thick shake or something else that has sugar in it. Because what you'll be doing is you'll be feeding the bad guys. And basically put yourself.
So really, you want to build those good ones back up.
Exactly, it's a great opportunity.
Okay, so
to do that.
And I know you're not here to push any particular brand name or anything along those lines. But I know last week you talked about they should come out of the refrigerated section of the store.
Exactly.
I was at a place last night where we were looking at some of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say what name of the place, but it was one of the healthier places where you can go and buy some things.
Burger King.
whole paycheck.
No, not Burger King. Oh. It was not Burger King. And it was not Taco Bell either. I didn't try to order french fries.
You know you can get that at Taco Bell.
Probiotics, right?
You can get probiotics along with your french fries at Taco Bell.
I think if you scrape along the bottom corner, there's some
bacteria. There's probably some there. Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's definitely not probiotics, I'd call it, yeah. It would strengthen your immune system if you survived.
Not on the milkshake machine because you said cold.
Oh. No.
Right? Yeah.
So anyways, I'm there, and I noticed that there's probiotics that are just like, you know, in the capsule section, yes, you know, in the regular vitamin section of the store. And then there's probiotics that are actually in the refrigerated section that aren't all liquid. There are some, you know, pills that are actually in the cooler section as well.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm not concerned about whether you get it in a solid form or liquid form. However, I will say this as well. If you take probiotics with food, generally speaking, what tends to happen is, depending on the probiotics you take, it's worth doing the research because different probiotics have different strains.
Okay.
So there's different combinations of strains that work better for different people.
Okay.
So you're right in that it's very much sort of like a hit or miss, like not an exact science just yet. They're still trying to figure out what people respond best to what kind of probiotics, strains.
So how do you know?
There's testing. Test for what works for your body, really. So some of them you'll feel great. Some of them you might actually feel some bloating, because your body is saying, like, yeah, this is great, but it's not really doing anything for me.
Okay.
Whereas some systems might go, hey, this is great, and you feel like, you don't have any bloating, you don't have any digestive issues, you feel like things are moving smoother, and you feel like you have energy, you digested that. That'd be the one to stay on. I would say if for people first taking probiotics, take them without food. Take them an hour before or after food, simply because what that'll do is that'll actually go straight to the digestive system and not be mixed up with basically the food that you've eaten. Because basically, if in the absence of food, the probiotics will go directly to the intestinal system and start to work on that.
Get absorbed a lot faster.
In the presence of food, basically the body tries to break down the food, and the probiotics help with that. So they can be used as a digestive aid. I tend to tell people to use them as a way to sort of basically shore up your intestinal system, so that way you can get some of these other health benefits.
Okay, so here's a question for you. If you're starting to feel a little bit sick, so maybe like you feel there's a cold coming on, or you feel, I'm not just feeling 100%, can you take extra probiotics, and does that help in any of that at all?
I think by then it's too late. Yeah, no, it's not really something.
Typically,
you can take.
Then you're,
it's the last thing.
You're on the downhill
slide. Let's put it this way: by the time your body tells you, it's kind of like have you heard the phrase like, by the time you feel like you're hungry, your metabolic system has already started to drop. So, in other words, it's kind of like
by the time the little light on the dash comes on and says you need oil, you are low a long time before that, right?
Yeah.
That's where your duct tape comes in. You just cover that.
Just cover it up, right?
Yep, exactly.
Keep on going.
Yeah, I like to put a coffee cup right there.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
I mean, I know that's kind of a goofy analogy, but it's true.
It's a
because essentially,
analogy.
When that light comes on, you are at the crisis point.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is, when your body says, "John, you've got a cold now," you're at a crisis point.
Yeah. I mean, like they say that.
But having it come on for a while, it just finally came to a head.
Yeah, depending on what medical research you look at, some medical research says that actually you're most contagious 2 to 3 days before you see the symptoms. Which is why a lot of times, like when someone goes to the hospital, like everyone's washing their hands for sure, but most of the time it's kind of like, okay, this person's no longer contagious unless they happen to sneeze on me.
Right.
Really, it's kind of like one of those things where, the majority of the contagious zone is already gone.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We learn something every day here, Dan.
That's something I did not know.
Every week, something new. So, all right, we come back.
Peanut
butter. That was one thing we were going to talk about last week. We didn't get to. We'll come back, talk about that. I've also got some stuff on how to get rid of lower back pain that I want to know whether it's true or not.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for that.
So we'll talk about that as well. So we'll come right back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, coming up next. Now, if you do not have your estate in order, first of all, you need to. I don't care how old you are. I talked to a guy last week, one of my shops, Dan, that I coach, and he's a younger guy, and again, has a shop, owns the building, has quite a few things going on, and I just point blank asked him, "Do you have a will?" No. I'm like, "You got to get one."
Yikes!
I'm like, if you were in Colorado, I'd send you to a guy right now, but you got to do this according to your state law and so on. But I said, go find somebody and get that done now, like not tomorrow, but like today, make the phone
call. Could you imagine the mess his family would be in if something happened to him right now?
It would be a disaster.
Disaster.
So believe me, I talk to him tomorrow morning. It'll be one of the first things I ask him. So if you're in that same boat and you do not have a will, you've got to get that taken care of. And Michael makes it easy. He'll come right to you. 720-394-6887. Call Michael now and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Welcome to Madame Cassandra's Bazaar in Delhi. How can I help you? Tell your future, read your palm.
I need you to help me speak with my mother, who's passed on. I have money, Madam Cassandra. Can you do it?
Yes, my dear, I can contact your mother. Sit down, and Madame Cassandra will be the link between you and your poor mother on the other side.
I think I feel something. Mom, are you there?
I feel her. Go ahead, ask what you came here to ask.
Mom, what did you want us to do with your condo in Winter Park? You didn't put it in your will, and now Dad and Aunt Linda are fighting about it.
She says, donate it to her new friend, Madame Cassandra.
Nothing makes friends and family turn on each other quite like a dispute over a lost loved one's money and assets. And you don't want your family taking drastic measures to figure out what you might have wanted to do with what you leave behind. Call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner. He'll come to you wherever you are to make sure that when the time comes, your final wishes are clear, so your family can concentrate on what is actually important.
Hey, and for those of you out there getting ready for Thanksgiving, which is, by the way, a week from tomorrow, you're going to have family over, you got a lot of things happening, and you just don't have time to get those last few minute things around the house done. You know, maybe it's hanging something, maybe it's putting a light in, maybe it's, I don't know, it's any
number
of things.
Maybe you got that drippy faucet,
you name it. It could be any number of things, or a toilet that runs, or you got to go jiggle the handle like Jimmy was just talking about.
Don't you hate having to catch that toilet, too, by the way?
You hate that, don't
you?
It's running.
I hate that thing. Click off.
That's right. GrandmasHandyman.com, 303-693-3003. Call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Grandma's Handyman Service specializes in home maintenance and repairs. All of our technicians are regular employees of Grandma's Handyman Service and are bonded, insured, and have passed a national background check. Grandma's Handyman has been helping Coloradans do the little jobs that need to get done for 13 years. And we serve the metro area, from Arvada to Castle Pines and Lakewood through Aurora. We're in the business of helping people. We offer a one-year warranty for our work and a senior discount. Don't leave your projects undone for another day. Call Grandma's Handyman to set up an appointment at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. Or find us online at grandmashandyman.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Training Band.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Jamie Atlas, jamieatlas.com. You can email him directly at jamie@jamieatlas.com. Let's talk peanut butter, which...
Peanut butter.
Which, by the way, I love.
I love peanut butter, especially the more crunchy the peanut butter is,
yeah,
the better it is.
You and I are on the same page.
Gosh,
crunchier,
yes.
The better.
What's funny to me is in Australia, like, we will have peanut butter, but you never, never see it mixed with anything else.
What?
Like, only in the last few years did they actually introduce Reese's peanut butter cups to Australia.
Chocolate.
Oh,
exactly.
My gosh.
Peanut butter.
And peanut butter.
You got to have
really?
That.
Really?
That's like a match made in heaven.
I know. Like, no, I just can't. Yeah.
Jelly?
And jelly. And jelly. No.
Honey?
Like, grape jelly?
Like
honey?
The,
oh,
I
paper,
remember
honey.
Seeing,
yeah.
You know how like you can get the jars that have the peanut butter and the jelly in the same jar?
Yeah.
To me, I was like, what level of like weirdness is this? Like,
no,
I
that's called convenience.
It.
What level of weirdness is this?
It's called convenience.
Yeah.
It's called
you
awesomeness.
You say potato, I say potato, I guess.
Yes, it's called yumminess.
So I would say that when it comes to peanut butter, let's see, three things. One, fillers.
Okay.
Two, salt. Three, saturated fat. So let me start with saturated fat.
Okay.
So a lot of people talk about saturated fat as being something that you have to look out for. I'm going to say that animal-based saturated fats are actually... Saturated fat gets a bad rap. I think that foods that are usually high in saturated fat are usually also high in different sort of preservatives, things that your body will have allergic reactions to. Harvard and American Heart Association about 15 years ago did a really interesting study where they took about 12,000 people and they looked at the incidence of heart disease. When they looked at people who had eaten quality sources of meat, in other words, the cow, the chicken, the lamb, the pork, what they found is that the incidence of heart disease in those people, relatively low. Mm. However, the incidence of heart disease in people who consumed a relatively high amount of bacon, of Spam, of like sort of like deli meats, things of that nature, relatively high levels of heart disease.
Because
Well, because the well. Now you tell me, what's the difference? One is a source of meat that is basically, you don't really have much chance to do much to a chicken breast. You don't have much chance to do much to a steak. You have
once it gets cut off the cow and you throw it on the grill, it's pretty much the way it is.
Kind of there, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's only good for, say, three or four days. You have to cook it. But
yeah.
So if I was.
Yeah, but spam comes with those great little ridges when you pound it out of the can. It's just, you know, it kind of wobbles there until
slime
you get it
around
cut up.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You wobbles throw it on the frying
there.
Pan.
Oh, God.
You know, it's a little butter. It's great.
Make okay, it look so even less appealing. I'm assuming bacon, because of the way it gets processed, because
nitrates,
there's lots of stuff that goes into it, right?
Yes, things of that nature. The things that they put on bacon to basically make
it. And lunch meat is somewhat the same way, unless it's
a
turkey breast.
Is beef jerky the same problem?
Beef jerky?
Depends on who makes it.
Depends on who makes it, right? So here's what I'd say is, so the saturated fat, a lot of people go, don't eat peanut butter, high in saturated fats. I'm going to say, if you're going to plant-based saturated fats, it's a lot less likely to be bad for you than animal-based saturated fats.
Okay.
So let me just say that.
Okay.
However, the piece that people have to remember is that while peanut butter does have a fairly high amount of protein in it, it's kind of one of those
super
foods
fattening
where
too, though,
yeah,
right?
It's super high in fat. So if you say, I ate peanut butter, that's high in protein. That's equivalent of someone saying, you know, I had a donut, it had some nuts on it, that's high in, nuts are high in this, so therefore it's good for me. So what I'll say is that, you know, so in terms of the saturated fat piece, don't worry too much about the saturated fat being bad for you because it's animal, it comes in a plant form, not an animal form. However, be aware that it is super high in fat in general. So if you're taking it for your protein, you're going to have that fat that comes along with it. That's part one. Part two, fillers. So oftentimes, so peanut butter by itself is actually relatively healthy for you. However, a lot of the peanut butter you buy, if you look at the ingredients, there's lots of fillers that they put in there. Things that basically decrease the fiber content of it and make it less of a health food. Because it is this creamy, crunchy thing,
mm-hmm.
it means that there's plenty of opportunity to put different things in there. Much like, if you remember a few years ago, they talked about how you know, can Taco Bell actually claim that it has meat
right.
because there's so many right. other fillers in the actual
right.
meat. So, so I would say when you think about peanut butter, if you can buy quality stuff, then that's always a better place to go. Last thing is salt. Of course,
I think, at least from what I remember as a kid, when I had certain family members that had to have a certain kind of peanut butter, if it separates faster, it's typically a higher quality, less preservative, and has a lot less of the fillers and junk in it that you're talking about. Am I right in saying
because
that?
Because they haven't used the chemicals
to keep it all together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you have to get the can, take the lid off, and stir the peanut butter up,
around.
It's probably better peanut butter, right?
I 100% agree.
Okay.
Yeah. So having said that, so in the salt piece, how much salt has been added to your peanut butter?
Got it.
Because like, you know, everything tastes better with salt, and they will salt the crap out of your food mm-hmm. with no hesitation. And so then, of course, you get that. And so then, of course, because they anticipate that people are doing heathenly things like, you know, adding jelly to their peanut butter then on a sandwich, then they basically they get away with a lot more salt than actually because they know that sweet mixed with the salty is going to be a great taste combination, which is going to make you want to eat more and more of that peanut butter. Yeah, Dan's like smiling. Yes. So
I mean, you open up a jar of that, you can hardly put it away.
So what you're saying is the less tasteful peanut butter that separates faster is probably better for you, even though you may have to acquire a taste for that.
If you really are a peanut butter guy. If you don't pay money for your peanut butter, then you're going to pay in other ways for your peanut butter.
Got it.
And so that's
what
so
I just said does cost more money.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And so then the last part I'll say is so people will do things like they'll say, but I can put peanut butter in other foods and that will make me eat healthy foods. So for example, like I had a client who basically told me, hey, I'll put peanut butter on my celery. And I was like, well, celery, super high fiber food. There's some health benefits to like basically eating
depending
vegetables.
Upon how much peanut butter you're putting on it, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, if it becomes a game of balance the peanut butter on the celery.
Well, for every inch of celery, it's a jar of peanut butter.
Or like a spoonful.
I do not like celery.
Okay,
yuck.
So but there's other things you could put it on or put it in with. So what I tell people is, if you want to have peanut butter in your
Ritz crackers, say
stir fry, but if you want to put peanut butter into your peanut butter sauce into your stir fry, so that way you add something that's really high in flavor on top of something that is a really good healthy for you dinner, then do that. So in other words, if the peanut butter is something that helps you eat more of the food or help you eat more frequently the foods that are super high and healthy, then do that. If someone says, hey, I put a peanut butter glaze on chicken breast, and I know they normally don't like to eat chicken breast otherwise, then yeah, I'm all good with that.
And you're right. I was just looking through a few of the different brands of peanut butter that are out there. And
the sugar content?
Yeah, most of the name brands are pretty equal in what their contents, you know, what it consists of. Mm-hmm. You have to get to the more, whatever you want to call it, off brands, natural brands, whatever, to actually get away from some of the things that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So again, like, so with most things, you pay.
But, you know,
you,
by the way, that's a show in the future. In fact, maybe probably got other things I want to talk about next week before the big Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, yes.
But maybe the weekend after that, we can go through a little bit of how to read a label properly.
For sure.
Because I'm not sure most people really understand when you look at a label what you're reading.
Let's bring a few cans in and we'll take a look through them, and that way we can talk about the things to look out for.
You can usually only pronounce the first three or four words.
Yeah.
Actually, and after that, it's like, I have no idea.
That's a great way to indicate if a food is healthy for you, actually, is like if you can pronounce it. So last thing I'll say about peanut butter is, if you love your peanut butter, then I would say find a way to measure the peanut butter. In other words, don't try to heap a tablespoon on. Take a teaspoon or whatever you're taking, scoop it in there, and then turn it over and then scrape it along the edge of the container, so that way you have a level tablespoon.
So in other words, I can no longer measure my peanut butter by the jar.
Not by how much does it pull my shoulder out to try and carry it around.
Because two tablespoons is almost 200 calories.
Like crazy.
So it's almost like a table. It's almost like 100 calories a spoon.
Yes, exactly. And think about like when you have a heaped tablespoon, that can quite easily be.
It's pretty much when you're having your Michael Phelps day.
Basically 6 grams of carbs per spoon.
We all have those Michael Phelps days, right? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really does have
a ton.
Yeah. And now, to Jamie's point, there's a lot of good stuff in it, but you know, it doesn't. I'm just not sure at the end of the day it balances itself out.
I'd say that's true.
In other words, if you're really looking to have potassium and have the right kind of protein and so on, you could eat other things.
There are a lot
of
better sources, yeah. Now, here's what I'll say. If someone says, Jamie, I need my treat, and peanut butter is my treat, and I'll say, great. I'm not saying don't have the peanut butter, just like I'm saying never have the muffin or never have the dessert. For me, like, for example, for dinner last night, right. I had a chicken breast with some onion with some asparagus. And so those three things right there, that meal right there, very low carb, very low fat sort of meal. And then I took out one of my daughter's like little chocolate, I give her chocolate mousse packs to put in her lunch. I took out one of those, 100 calories, super high carb. And I was like, okay, let me have this. And that was my dessert that I ate because I knew I had loaded my dinner to be carb light so then I could have a carb heavy dessert.
Okay,
and not have something that felt like it was like just like a whole evening of miserableness.
Before our next break, text message. This actually came from Cassie. Ask Jamie about almond butter, and is that a good alternative?
How dare you, Cassie? Yes, I'll answer that.
Okay.
Do you want to answer right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So what I'll say is peanut butter, when you think about peanuts, peanuts are really a nut that you can treat very poorly and store in a silo for 2 to 3 years before it actually gets released. So one of the things from a health perspective, almonds have a much better fat profile in terms of like the healthy fats that are in that.
Okay.
And then also almonds are usually treated better before they are put into the nuts. In other words, if you think about what are the oranges that they tend to use to make orange juice, it's usually not the oranges that look the prettiest. You know, or the nuts that they're going to use to make peanut butter, they're not the nuts that look the best. So in other words, if you think about the quality
the
of what's going
nuts.
In there. No, yeah, definitely not.
Typically speaking.
Yeah, they're nuts that nobody wants.
Not the kind of nuts like Dan and I that go to the ballpark, but like the ones that are in the sack of peanuts.
Gotcha, what I mean. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say that if you're looking at peanuts, know that those peanuts have probably been stored for a long time. And they're very sturdy. They're like almost like the Twinkie, like you know how they talk about the Twinkies and cockroaches.
100 years longer.
But Jamie, I've always figured if you eat these kind of real stable foods, you live forever.
No, Dan.
You'll be preserved forever after you die.
Oh, no, Dan.
Your body will be preserved forever.
No, Dan.
Is what it'll be. You'll die faster, but you'll look better for longer.
There you go.
After you die.
Yeah, Schwartz.
Yeah, I want to be a good-looking corpse.
That's right. Yeah, live fast, die young, right? But yeah, so I'd say in terms of almond butter, it's definitely something that I recommend my clients to have almond butter over peanut butter if they want that. But some people want that taste. I would say to me, the most important part to me is that you're looking at the portion size rather than the quality of the nut.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage is coming up next. And again, Jamie Atlas, if you would like to talk to Amy specifically, send him an email, jamie@jamieatlas.com. In the meantime, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, he would love to take care of you. Anything with a mortgage, and especially those of you that are self-employed like myself, Kurt would love to help you. 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Affordable Interest Mortgage still has rates in the mid-threes. Do that upgrade that you've been putting off, or pay off that high interest rate debt, or just get ready for the holidays. Purchase your next home with only 2% down and no mortgage insurance. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We all know rates are going to go up, so why keep putting it off when you can borrow money in the threes? Do you know paying mortgage insurance is like adding 1.5% to your current rate without the tax deduction? Why? Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Call now and find out how to pay off your home faster, save over $100,000 in excess interest that you get to keep, all without changing one penny of your spending habits. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. VA loans to 100% with cash out in the low threes. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. Get the respect you deserve. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, extreme auto repair, diesel repair, Dan. Not all cars are created equal.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, I asked you this.
Yeah, I know you did. Yesterday.
But is there any way to, you know, make that clanking sound go away? You know, that
no,
real loud,
sort
obnoxious.
It's sort of inherent to a diesel engine. Now, I will say this. Modern diesel engines, there are some of them, you will not know they're a diesel when you stand next to them. They're
Seriously?
Getting that good.
Right. Wow.
Yes, they're getting that good. So Land Rover, others, I mean, even some of the new trucks, you really don't know you're next to a diesel engine. So they've come a long, long way. But it is totally different technology, and not every shop out there does diesel repair.
Have you ever seen those cars that actually do, like, where they have get the fat from the deep fryers?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Have you ever stood next to one of those
cars?
Yeah. The smell coming off of those is really pungent.
Yeah, I used to fill them up once a week at my house.
Make your own diesel.
Yeah,
biodiesel, that's called. Biodiesel.
Just come by. They'd be like, yeah, Dan's house.
They would just come by because I had the extra oil there.
Hey, you know what? And you guys are bringing up a great topic. There are different things when it comes to fuel, additives, all those things. And again, not most, you know, most shops don't know the answers to those questions. Ask Extreme Auto Repair. They do. If you're driving a diesel vehicle, call Extreme today. 303-841-1071 and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster never wants you to wind up shivering in an empty parking lot because your diesel vehicle refuses to start. Now, not to get overly technical, but diesel vehicles don't have spark plugs to help the engine start regardless of the temperature. So, when the temperature drops below freezing, you could end up stranded at work when you'd much rather be driving home to a nice warm meal or head up to that next job site. Extreme Auto Repair remains one of the very few family-owned shops with the right tools to work on diesel. And as a KLZ listener, you won't pay anything for Dennis and his team of ASE-certified techs to give you their professional opinion. Extreme Auto Repair represents the dealership alternative for diesel drivers, so you can experience the personable feel of a small shop with the resources of a big one. Find out whether your diesel will face up to the freeze. Head to Parker this week to Extreme Auto Repair.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jamie Atlas with us, jamieatlas.com. He is our fitness trainer. And one thing that Jamie does do that most people don't realize is if you have had some sort of pain that you've maybe suffered with for a very long time, and I know this just from knowing Jamie, some of the stories that we've heard, personal testimonies and so on, there are some people that Jamie has helped that have had pain for years.
Years,
right?
Yeah.
Decades in some cases, right?
Some people have come off of like 3 or 4 surgeries, and I happen to be lucky enough to be in a place where they, for whatever reason, they've heard some my stories or seen them when I post them on the Facebook or on my Instagram, and then they decide to give me a chance. And I mean, I'm not saying 100%, but I like the odds of people seeing me right now. I think I'm batting about 80% right now.
Very good. Now, I always get these sorts of emails, junk that comes into your inbox, whatever, or shows up on your Facebook feed, whatever. 10 piriformis stretches. I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly.
Piriformis
stretches.
Piriformis.
That help you get rid of the sciatica, hip, and lower back pain. And this guy goes through 10 different stretches and so on that you can actually do to get rid of that pain. Any validity to some of that stuff?
I think that basically the piriformis is a muscle that attaches. If you imagine your, if you can imagine sort of like your the legs and the hips.
Okay.
The, basically, a lot of people when they think about, okay, I need to stretch out, they'll do the classic sort of hamstring stretch that they did in like sort of high school athletics.
PE,
like put a foot up on something, like right. lean forward. I think, but when it comes to unfortunately the way we sit. A lot of us, you know, we sit more and more nowadays than we ever did as a race. But the piriformis is probably the muscle that gets the most tight and tonic and least responsive.
Okay.
So I'd say that when people sort of do take efforts to stretch out the piriformis, that is the best direction.
So that's a muscle.
Go. It's a muscle. Yes. So it's a muscle that basically attaches that.
I mean, I know diesel engines. I don't know piriformis. No. I mean, come on.
I just heard there's a school in Utah that's going to forbid them to use this word
because it sounds too much like something else.
Something
right?
else. Yeah, got it. No stretching out.
Got it. I mean, honestly, I didn't know. I'm like, okay. I mean, I thought maybe that was some sort of a type of stretch you did. I didn't realize it was a muscle.
I had no idea. So where's this thing at?
See?
Yeah.
The piriformis muscle?
Yeah.
Basically, if you imagine the base of your spine,
okay.
and you've got below that, there's the.
It's called your butt.
That, yeah, you've got your butt bone right there.
The butt bone.
Basically, yeah. So you've got your your bone right there below that is a triangle shaped bone, and then your pelvis on either side attaches to that.
Right.
So what it comes from is imagine your coccyx, that like little tailbone right there.
Okay.
About an inch above your coccyx or two, and then attaches to that bone, and then out to the backside of the side of the pelvis. So what it does, that helps, the side of the femur, which is that like sort of big bone leg that's in the upper thigh. So what that does, that helps to control the rotation of the femur. So when you sit, so to stretch it, it usually requires sort of a bit of like a weird sort of like, you know, pretzel looking type move. But I can tell you that generally speaking, when a client comes in, I will give them a piriformis stretch, and the majority of times it will aid with relieving their back pain that they're experiencing. And
really?
The reason is this is because if you imagine if you were standing and your feet were suddenly locked in concrete and then your hips were locked in concrete and you had to turn and look behind you, the only thing that could do that movement would be the low back.
Mm.
And so if I think about doing that movement, the low back, if I do that a few thousand times, sooner or later the low back is going to say, hey, I'm designed to be used with mobile hips and knees and ankles. And when you so I'm used to sharing that load, so I'm used to doing a quarter of the work and letting the hips and the knees and the ankles do some of the rotation, some of the tilting, some of the bending for me.
Okay.
And so then when those other joints lock up, then all of a sudden the low back goes, I'm really annoyed right now, and I'm going to tell you all about it. And so people do lots of rubbing and like, you know, stretching and different sort of heat pads and ice packs on their low back. And unfortunately, the majority of time, the easiest way to fix it is not going to be where the symptom is, but where the cause is, which, you know, could be, so like, you know, like more, it could be anywhere. Like sometimes I've had people come in and they've had low back pain on the left side that I fixed by working on their right foot. And so it's kind of one of those things to say, okay, what needs the attention? Generally speaking, you can't go wrong by researching piriformis stretches and doing some. Now, here's what I'll say.
No idea.
There is a popular stretch called called the pigeon stretch.
The pigeon stretch.
In yoga, which is basically where you sort of like put your knee on the ground and then you lie into it. And so you lie on top of your knee with your knee across
the blade. That sounds painful.
It does sound painful.
Yeah, no.
Because I am the yoga expert.
Yeah. Yes, of course, yeah. So then we still need to get you into that. So I would say, what I'll tell people is, if you're doing a piriformis stretch, make sure you basically don't push too hard, because if the body's telling you, hell no, I don't want to do this, then I would say don't try to force it into doing anything. Try to do the stretch and then step away. Give it a minute to adjust and then step in and do the stretch again for a minute. In other words, when you try to do a stretch, really what you're asking the body to do is to relax into it.
Mm.
And if you push too hard, the body will fight against it, which will actually work against what you're looking for. Yeah. Mm. So when it comes to relieving sciatic, hip, and low back pain, I would say the piriformis stretch is the first place I would go. The second place I go is the opposite side of the low back, the front of the hip. So in other words, basically the hip flexor, which is essentially, if you break it down, the muscle that flexes the hip. And again, like we said, we sit down for extended periods of time. Sometimes, you know,
most of the day, depending upon what you do.
If you sleep
driving, long time.
Exactly. Oh. And if you sleep on your side with your knees bent, then you're still in
basically
this quasi-seated position, just lying on your side now.
Okay.
So then when you stand up, those muscles, for us to, in order to be able to walk, those muscles need to be able to lengthen out as one leg goes in front of the other. So I would say the best stretch you can do is basically one foot back, another foot up on the table or up on a chair, obviously a stable chair that doesn't move, and then you can basically lean forward and feel that stretch at the front of the back leg. That right there, hands down, one of the best stretches I can give people in terms of trying to alleviate their back pain.
Interesting.
Because when the muscles at the front of the hip aren't pulling forward, then that means the hips aren't being tilted forward, which means the low back isn't being pulled forward, which means the low back isn't getting annoyed that it's having all the muscles in the low back are trying to switch on to try and stabilize the low back to fight the muscle at the front of the hip. Wow. And of course, all we feel is the pain in the low back.
Yep.
We don't feel any of the tightness in the front of the hip.
All right, hold that thought. We'll come back for just really about a minute is all. We've ran through this hour so fast.
I've got a
fast.
Really quick question for him when we get
okay,
back.
Okay, hold tight. We'll come right back. I'll get this done quickly. Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage. He's our specialist when it comes to reverse mortgages. There are certain qualifiers. Call Bruce today. Find out 303-467-7821 and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Bruce Simmons cannot stress enough the importance of hiring a specialist for your reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages are extremely unique loans with a lot of flexibility for the homeowner. You need someone steeped in information who can lay out every available option. For instance, how do you want to use the equity in your home? Would it make sense to draw out a lump sum, or do you need a monthly income for retirement? Should you set up a line of credit for the future, or do you simply want to pay off your existing loan? For nearly 15 years, Bruce Simmons has specialized exclusively in reverse mortgages. As far as he knows, Bruce remains the only certified reverse mortgage professional in the Front Range. Instead of a loan officer who merely dabbles in reverse mortgages, you need someone with a comprehensive grasp of this complicated program. Don't mess around with your money. Set up an in-person consultation with KLZ's reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons. Call 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dan, what is it real
okay,
quick?
Okay, here you go. It's espionage. Honduras coach accuses Australia of using drone to spy on training before World Cup playoff decider. Jamie, defend your country.
I shall not. We are descended from a nation of convicts. You should have expected as much.
Yeah, exactly, right? There you go. Great answer. Great answer.
That's good.
You totally tried to sideswipe me there. That's a good one.
All right, so everybody next week. Here's what I want to do for next week. Jamie will be in. Dan's going to be out, but it'll be Jamie, Cassie, and I. Jamie will also be here, of course. And what I would like you to do, if there are specific questions that you would like us to ask Jamie, just send me an email, john@rushtoreason.com, or you can paste it right on Facebook, either one. We'll get those questions answered next week. One of the things somebody just was commenting on Facebook about is alkalinity versus acidic.
Yep.
And we'll get into some of that next week. We will not worry about labels until the week after because right. That's basically, I think, a segment, you know, show all by itself.
Yep.
And that's what I need help with. I really want to be here.
Yeah, you need to learn how to read labels. And then next week, if Dan's available, he will call in and we will help him through Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, and I would say definitely a lot of people have questions about how do I survive Thanksgiving without gaining a whole bunch of weight.
Call us
think of
week.
The questions. Yep. Ask us, like, ask what pie is better than what?
Exactly.
How should I eat my food? What should I do for this? What do I say for that? I have been answering questions about Thanksgiving for the 17 years I've been here.
Awesome.
I promise you I'll give you some good stuff.
Fantastic.
All right. Jamie Atlas, if you missed any of this first hour, catch you tonight between 6 and 7 p.m. Otherwise, we'll see you next week, or he will, I should say. We'll be back. Second hour coming up. John Rush, Dan Muir, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.